Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. 30 more minutes. Courtney Roberts got you the rest of the day. Right now, we try to get a little scratch in your pocket. And we reach out to our buddy Nick Costas. He joins us, the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider as well. Insider calls brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook. Check out the daily specials and see what unique bets are waiting for you at BetRivers.com or via the Bet Rivers app. All right, Nick, so the four games this weekend, two of the four inside of a field goal, one's most places you shop right at 3.5, the other barely inside of 6, so the best value, where are your eyes and where is your money ultimately going first?
Well, BT, first off, man, happy Football Friday, guys. I wish I had listened to you last week, man. I feel like you were on target with your plays last weekend. Not a great play with the weekend with the sides and totals for me. Props pretty good. But yeah, as far as like best value on a side or total this week at these current numbers, I would honestly say it's San Francisco. Now, I bet San Francisco +6 yesterday on Thursday morning. And guys, like coming out of the game last week, we thought we might get a negative injury report for the San Francisco 49ers, right, with Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, and then Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, with the new shoulder injury. And now it looks like as we come towards kickoff Saturday night in Lambeau Field, the negative injury report actually might be with the Green Bay Packers, like David Bakhtiari, the all-pro left tackle who didn't play until week 18, had swelling in his leg following the week 18 game. Matt LaFleur saying Bakhtiari's questionable. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Green Bay's deep threat, obviously clearing things in the middle of the field for Devontae, Lazard, Aaron Jones, etc. He's doubtful for this game. So I think things are actually trending in the right way for the 49ers here. Now, Nick Bosa practiced in full on Thursday, but he has still not cleared concussion protocol. He's obviously a major player in this game. If he doesn't go for the Niners, that hurts them. But I think right now I would say the San Francisco 49ers at the current number, guys, make the most sense to me as far as the side is concerned. As far as a total is concerned, it's a big number, but I would never go under with the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. So over 54 in that game.
Yeah, now that was almost easy. Let me take a timeout from your bets. You're a big Giants fan. What are you thinking about Joe Shane? You liked his ability to resurrect what the Giants used to be?
Well, Tiki, I'd say this. I don't know anything about Joe Shane. I know that the Bills are awesome, and he obviously played a role in that. If they had hired Shane or Poles or Adam Peters, I'm just thrilled as a Giants fan that they're trying to do something different here, that John Mara recognizes that something different has to be done. I don't know if he's going to pick the right players. I don't know if he's going to pick the right head coach. I don't know if it's going to work. But as a really pessimistic Giants fan over the last couple of years, I feel like there's actually legitimate reason for optimism now because they're trying something different. So I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. So yeah, I'm pumped up about Joe Shane. Hopefully it ends up working out, but at least they're doing something different. It's not the same old crap. So I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah, I like that. It's not necessarily hope because we haven't seen that yet, but it is optimism that things are going to get turned back around.
Well, it's different, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Which is good.
It's different. It's not a negative emotion for the first time in a while. Tampa Bay and LA, they have a history. They played earlier this year. If a team can really get after Tom Brady, it's going to be the LA Rams. We were just talking about Raheem Morris, their defensive coordinator, and the schemes that he devises to get all three of those, Von Miller included, on the defensive line loose and free and pressuring Tom. How does this thing play out in your mind from a numbers standpoint? Is it a high scoring or is it frustrating for both of these offenses?
And I'm curious, Tiki, how Raheem is going to deploy Jalen Ramsey in this game. If he's going to be in like the star role, what they call that, like roving the middle of the field, or if he's just going to shadow Mike Evans with Chris Godwin not being there. I think this right now, as we sit here at this exact moment in time, is probably the most difficult game to predict because we've got the most injury stuff going on with the offensive lines of both teams. So Tristan Wirfs, Tampa's like all-world right tackle, not practicing today on Friday. Neither is center Ryan Jensen. Not a surprise. The Bucs were going to hold them out all week. But if they don't play in the game, like you're bringing up Von Miller and Leonard Floyd and Aaron Donald, Donald lines up over Jensen, and you can scheme Floyd and Von Miller on that side with Tristan Wirfs getting a Tom Brady. And for the Rams, left tackle Andrew Whitworth didn't practice yesterday. And that's huge because that's Shaq Barrett's side coming over at Matthew Stafford. So how does it impact the total at this point? I'd only consider betting the under at 48 points. And I understand the game landed 58 when they played earlier in the year, but that's like full strength, both offenses here. So I don't know if I would go over at this point. Now, maybe if all the offensive linemen play, we can have a different conversation. As far as the game is concerned, I like Tampa in the game, even if the offensive linemen don't play. I feel like the number is actually right if they don't play, and the number is going to come down if they don't. I mean, this could close as a pick'em potentially if Whitworth plays and the two offensive linemen don't. If I can give you guys one prop I like in this game, Odell Beckham Jr., guys, I feel like has been like hideously underpriced over the course of the last 6 weeks. He's clearly like taken over as the number two wide receiver in this offense behind Cooper Kupp, who's served Van Jefferson and Tyler Higbee. He's being priced at 46 and a half receiving yards. Like, he needs to be priced in the mid 50s. So I think we've got some value there, gentlemen, on Odell Beckham Jr. over receiving yards on Sunday afternoon.
All right. So that's Nick Costas. He's the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Last thing here, you know, the Derrick Henry uncertainty, not in terms of playing, but just the amount of touches, the volume. Yeah, there's two ways to look at it. He's very well rested, or he's very, very rusty and not really ready to be fed to the level that he's usually fed. It's a 3.5 point game. Cincy, when they play well, they can beat almost anybody. Touches, what's a realistic ballpark here for Henry? What do you think is a good number?
I think it'll probably be like close to a full workload. I mean, maybe like Deontay Foreman gets sprinkled in a little more than usual here, but can I answer your question a different way if that's okay? Because I think feel like different ways I want to try to attack this game, right? Okay. I actually feel like Ryan Tannehill is a little underpriced. And as far as like the game is concerned, I laid 2.5 with Tennessee on the open. 3.5, I feel like, is the right number. Lean towards the over in the game, that side in total. But I do feel like we've got some opportunities prop-wise here. So I think a lot of the attention is going to be on Derrick Henry, not only from like us and the media fans watching at home, but probably from the Bengals defensive coaching staff with Lou Anarumo and company, right? So Ryan Tannehill being priced at 237.5 passing yards. And we know that when he's got his full complement of weapons, Henry in the backfield, AJ Brown and Julio Jones, that their play action game absolutely rolls in Cincinnati's defense. Not great defending play action. I think Tannehill's passing yards prop is too low here. 237.5. I like the over. I'm also willing to take a stab, guys, on Ryan Tannehill anytime touchdown, right? What happens? Titans get down by the goal line first and goal from the two. Bengals are watching Derrick Henry. Here's a little naked boot, Tannehill into the end zone untouched. So I like Tannehill anytime touchdown. And Julio Jones, we saw in week 18, have one of his best games of the season, right? It's been an injury plagued first season in Nashville for Julio Jones. He played really well in week 18, said to the media yesterday on Thursday, we're going to put on a show. His receiving yards prop has gone up 8 yards over the course of the last 72 hours. It's at 46.5. I still feel like it's too low. I like the Julio Jones receiving yards over.
My nice. God, that is a lot of information. If you're a degenerate, I don't know if this is good or bad, because this guy was just driving to the poorhouse, to the loony bin, or maybe the penthouse if he's actually right.
Hopefully.
This week.
Yes,
and
sir.
You nailed a bunch, so it's all good. Hey, healthy bets. What did you say? What's the saying as you head out the door, Costas? Go ahead.
And listen, I'm going to lose a lot of the time when you bet as much as we do. You nailed it last week, by the way. I should be listening to you guys after what you guys nailed it last week. The expression is, are you ready? Minimal sweats, winning bets. And the absolute very best of luck. Now, the key is the pregnant pause after absolute very and best of luck. And the absolute very best of luck.
You've got to deliver properly. Otherwise, it doesn't quite resonate. Understood. Nick, have a good weekend. Enjoy the games, bud. Thank you.
You too, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good, so, I mean, he just rifles stuff at you. Boom, boom, boom. Half the conversation, I'm not even listening. I mean, and I love this stuff, but I'm like, wow, that is like a machine gun, an Uzi of info. Lots to choose from. All right, coming up next here, I'm going to give you my winners. I hit a bunch last week. Tika and I'll get more calls as well. 877-337-6666 before Carton and Roberts take over two on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.